Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett-Shiflett, and we have a very special guest in our studio today. But before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Business Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio, and you can connect with me personally on Twitter, at Alex G. Shiflett. Love to hear from you, and you can check out our pictures, the pictures of our guest in the studio. All right, our guest today is Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and that name might sound familiar to you because Ryan is one of our hosts here at Business Radio X. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. All right, Ryan, I want to start, and I want you to help me paint a picture for our audience. Who is Ryan Redhawk McPherson? Because I know you wear many, many hats.
That is true. That's a very good question. Very, very good. Again, thank you for letting me be on the air today. And on this side of the mic, this is quite a different experience. I like to keep things simple is what I like to see. I am complicated and involved in many different things in my life and seem to be on the go and very active. But really, down at the heart, down at the core of it all, I am just a simple guy. I just like to keep myself low stress and happy and doing the things I enjoy in life. And I enjoy meeting people and talking to people. And I think that's one of the reasons I like being a host so much. So,
right.
Yeah, that's really about it. I don't think there's a lot to me. I'm not a complicated man, that's for sure.
Okay, but now let's get back to these mini hats you wear, mm-hmm. Ryan. One, you're an Army veteran.
That's right.
Can you tell us about that? And I know you also have a Purple Heart.
That is true. That is true. So I joined the Army later in life. I had a career in advertising for about 10 years and decided in 2004 that I wanted to join the Army. I was 31 at the time and really was looking for something more out of life. Like I said, I had a job that I wasn't really that happy in. I was paid pretty good. I had plenty of opportunities to advance within a company, but I saw myself going to be working at that company for the rest of my life or in that industry for the rest of my life. So I knew I needed to make a change. I was not married. I didn't have any children. And it was the height of the war. And I thought it was the right thing to do. So I went and signed up and immediately went into the Army in 2005. Got deployed to Iraq in August of 2007, and was on a 15-month deployment and was there in Iraq and southern Baghdad, and then later moved up to Bakuba, and I was on the 14th month when I was involved in a very large IED explosion, and it did mess my leg up pretty good. So I immediately evacuated out of there, came home, went through 2 years of rehabilitation, 3 surgeries, a lot of rehab mentally and physically coming through that trauma. Looking back on it all, you know, it was worth it. It in a lot of ways, it opened my eyes up to who the man I am today and looking at the world differently and really appreciating all the little things that I have in my life today as well. So, and it's hard to believe that was almost 8 years ago
wow.
now. So this year will be 9 years since that happened, 2008.
Well, Ryan, first of all, thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure. Proud to serve.
Thank you for your service. All right. Another hat you've worn. You've dabbed in entrepreneurialism.
That's right. When I got out of the Army, 2010, I got involved with a franchise, home dog training franchise. It was Barkbusters. So who are you going to call?
Barkbusters.
That's right. Yeah. And they had a good opportunity for me to take over a North Atlanta territory that had gone on service for a couple years. And so I began to go up to people's homes and train them and their dog in their living room. And that's a new, unique environment to find yourself in when you got Poochie acting up. A husband and wife not getting along, a bunch of screaming kids running around, and they want you to bring order to it all. So a lot of times I had to be a drill sergeant. A lot of times I had to be a therapist. A lot of times I had to be a dog trainer and a people coach and a lot of different things. But I really enjoyed it. I did that for about 5 years from 2010 to right up to 2015 and really enjoyed that journey. Because really all I needed was at the time was the knowledge how to help people. A phone so I can book some lessons and a computer to keep track of it all. So it's not a lot of overhead to get involved with a dog training deal. So
okay, well, I have to ask.
Okay,
what was the most craziest experience you had with going into someone's home?
Yeah.
If you can share it on
the radio. Well, there's several, and I could probably do a whole show about this, and people will go nameless, but I do have some pretty unique experiences. One that really jumps out was a family who invited me over. I pulled up into the house. It was a nice neighborhood, a white house, I remember. It was raining that evening when I went in, just a nice home. I expecting a nice family, and I walked in to, it looked like an episode of Hoarders. There was avenues that you could walk through the house, and that was it. Just little pathways and books and trash and garbage and everywhere. And I like to come in and set my laptop down. I do a presentation, so I need table space. There was no table to put anything down on. Wasn't even really hardly anywhere for us to sit. And they had a dog going crazy, and they wanted me to solve it. And I don't think the dog was the first thing they needed to work on. But the lesson went well. The dog behaved nicely. The people really received it good. And they were nice folks. It just had a lot going on. And it was just a one-time visit. So
just a one-time
visit. Yeah, it was a one-time visit. Right, for the Hoarders next door. So okay. You never know who's living in the house next door. And just what appears on the outside is not always what's going on the inside either.
You actually could probably write a book about
I know I
those
could.
Experiences.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, another hat. And you and I have this in common. We are both graduates of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
That's right. That's how you and I met. We met through Michael Hessing and the good crew over there at the Atlanta campus.
Oh, great crew.
I know, and I had a good time there. So when I knew that BarkBusters wasn't really going to work out for me, and that's really where I wanted to go in life. And I've always loved radio. I've always enjoyed talking and meeting people, and interviewing is something I really enjoyed as well. So because I did a lot of that in BarkBusters, I'd sit down and interview them for 20 or 30 minutes at the kitchen table before I began to provide some relief to their misbehaving pooch. So I signed up for Connecticut School of Broadcast Atlanta campus in March 2014. Because I knew I wanted to break into the radio and business. And I used my GI Bill, paid for by the 9/11, post-9/11 GI
Excellent.
Bill. So that was great, veteran-friendly. I went over there and signed up, thoroughly enjoyed my experience over there, and got out from there in May of 2014, and immediately began an intern career at Rock 100.5 for the morning show.
Tell us about that.
So that was fun. So worked over there in the morning show, early mornings, but lots of fun. You know, those morning shows can be kind of zany, and the people that come in and the guests they have are pretty unique as well. So I did that for a while and worked at the morning show. But thoroughly enjoyed my experience at Connecticut School of Broadcast. I know I'm on my career path that I want to be now, which led me selling my territory of BarkBusters and just going full forward on the radio career.
Okay, I have to ask, what was the craziest experience you had working at the radio station?
Well, I have to tell you, that right there is a no-brainer for me. There was lots of crazy experiences, as you can imagine. But one time they sent me, it was about May of last year, out to the Cobb Energy Performance Center to witness Bill Cosby on stage. But not only go there and see him on stage, but with instructions to heckle him in front of the entire theater. So they bought me tickets. This is all on YouTube, by the way. So if you want to go see on YouTube, it has over 14,000 views by now. You can find it. They just search Man Heckles Bill Cosby.
Wait, Man Heckles Bill Cosby.
That's right.
And that's on YouTube, audience, if you want to go check that out.
That's right. That's right. So, and I was in the sixth row center, you know, because he's got all these allegations going on with women. They knew there was going to be some protesters there. But my job was not to protest him with anything nasty or inflammatory, just to say things positive or kind of crazy. And that's all I did. So about 10 minutes into the program, I stood up and began to yell, "Hey, Bill Cosby, I have a Bill Cosby sweater. It makes me itch. You know, my sister's overweight. They call her Fat Alberta."
Oh, no.
And saying all this crazy stuff. And the crowd started to boo me right away. Boo. And Bill Cosby said, "Shh, no, let him go. Let him go." And I was now had the whole entire 2,000 people like paying attention to me. And I just started rambling at the mouth. So I went into like this freeform zone, as I call it. I don't know what I was
improv.
Saying. It was, but I lost myself, and he let me go on for about 2 minutes. And then he said, "Sir, do you have any more?" And I didn't. I ran out of material. I could not talk. And then he said, "Okay, take them away, security. Cobb County's finest escorted me out. I didn't get in trouble. They just asked me if I'd been drinking, why I did this. I said I was put up by the morning show. And so that was very crazy. It was just something I couldn't expect. And I've done some pretty crazy things in my life. And I was more nervous before that than a lot of different things that I've done.
Very interesting. As soon as we get finished, I'm going to go check that out on YouTube. Okay. Another hat.
Yep.
You are an instructor at Sharpshooters.
That's right. Sharpshooters USA Indoor Firing Range and Training Center over here in Roswell, Georgia. I've been doing that part-time for about 3 years now. It's a great way to meet people. I love shooting myself. A great way to stay connected with the instructing. One thing I did find out with the Barkbusters, I like teaching. I like instructing people. And most importantly, I like it when they listen. And they're going to listen to you when you're teaching them about guns.
Right.
So you've got 100% of their attention. And I enjoy shooting myself. So I do that a couple nights a week. And so I would encourage anyone who has some thoughts about experiencing shooting or learning more, taking a class, go to sharpshootersusa.com for more information about that.
Okay. And finally, the last hat I'm getting to, you are host, producer, engineer, and I'm sure a lot more things here at Business Radio X. Tell us about what you do here, why you like it here.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So Atlanta Business Radio is a show we do now every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live at 10 a.m. here from our Sandy Springs studio, Business Radio X studio, where we bring in some of the most influential, the startups, the most creative people that you would imagine in the business community here in the Atlanta area to talk about their business. And that's all we do. We talk about people's business. For so long, business has been vilified in traditional media. There's been nothing but bad things reported about good people who are out there really, providing all the services that we consume on a daily basis. So we like to highlight small business people. So I began hosting and producing the show in August of 2015, and I really enjoy it. Every day we could have a wide variety of guests and always have something new and exciting to share, and I just love highlighting them. So the show really is about our guests. It's about them and the business in Atlanta and just trying to get the word out there and help amplify the message that Atlanta is a great place to be for business. And so I've really enjoyed that and looking forward to just continuing this role as a host and producer, as you said, of Atlanta Business Radio.
Right. And you interview guests here in the studio, but you also go on location. You go and on remote. And tell us, you're going somewhere next week. Tell the audience where you're going.
That's right. So next week, Business Radio X, we have a program within our organization called Trade Show Radio, or Radio in My Booth. And you can go out and have Business Radio X at your engagement, your conference, your expo, reporting and interviewing and talking to some of your most coveted prospects and most valued clients. And so we've done that many times. Been on the road just to Vegas 2 or 3 weeks ago. And like you said, next week, I'm going again in support of Justin Barnes and his show that we have on our network called This Just In. And we'll be out there for the HIMSS conference, the big one, HIMSS 16, which is a big media, healthcare, and more kind of expo where people get together and share information. And so over 45,000 attendees. So you can tune in live while we are there. You can go to thisjustin.businessradiox.com to hear all the programming beginning Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, running through Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Or you can find all the other recorded content there as well. So yeah, it's something I do regularly. Something I like to do is travel in my own personal life. And when I incorporate that into my work life, I think that's more fun. I know people say, oh, traveling gets old. Guess what? I haven't done it enough yet to have it get old with me. So I like to do more. Trade show radio, radio in my booth. So we're always looking for new events and new exciting places to go and broadcast from. And just last few weeks ago, I was broadcasting from a suite at the Aria Hotel in the conference room in the suite overlooking the valley there in Las Vegas. So beautiful location. Nice. Yeah, just great interviews, meeting wonderful people. You know, the people you meet here on Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio and all the other programming that we have are genuine people. They are your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your business neighbors doing good business. And so I feel like each time we connect with folks like that on the air. It is like meeting a friend or a neighbor.
And where are you staying this time?
So this time I will be staying at the Mirage, and the event center will be at Sands Expo and Event Center. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. Ryan, what do you see in your future?
Well, that is something that's always I'm thinking about every day. I've never been the type of guy who said, I'm going to be a doctor and I'm going to work till I get there and that's it. My life has always evolved and been, you know, what do I want to do today? What do I want to do tomorrow? Each day is kind of reevaluating, reassessing. I say I'm on Ryan Redhawk 4.0 right now. Right, because my life has changed so many times through the years.
Next.
And so for the near future, just continuing the role here at Atlanta Business Radio and supporting Business Radio X as we grow our affiliates and grow our network nationwide. So really want to see this thing kind of blossom. I'd like to kind of get some more work into myself personally, into the voiceover world. I think I'd like to create a home studio that is professional quality where I can begin to do some voiceover work.
Do you do any voices?
I don't do any character voices. Like really the one the announcer voice is really all I got. I can do, I can do a few
in
silly
a
voices. Yes. Right. So I like that. And just continuing that role. And then hopefully doing more traveling personally. I'm looking forward to do some adventures this summer. They're kind of on the back burner and not quite ready to announce, but I will have some announcements coming up about some big projects I'm working on this summer revolving travel, Business Radio X possibly, and much, much more. So
sounds exciting.
Stay tuned,
Ryan.
Ladies
sounds
and gentlemen.
Exciting.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for being here as our guest today. And how can our audience contact you or find you, Ryan?
Yeah, go to atlantabusinessradio.com to the About Me section. You can read a little profile and bio right there, atlantabusinessradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk. Welcome all tweets and comments there. So make sure you're following me at Ryan Redhawk. And if you like, follow me on LinkedIn, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Friend me on Facebook, Ryan Redhawk. I'm always there to have a conversation. If you're a veteran, you're an entrepreneur, if you're somebody who just likes radio, I'm willing to connect. Or if you just think I'm cool, I'll talk to you too. So
and you are very cool.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.